She was the most beautiful woman the world has ever known, but her loveliness was not something that would cause people to stop in their tracks to watch her walk by. No, her beauty lay within, hidden from those who didn't have the eyes to see or a heart open to respond to the beating of hers. She was a young girl in an obscure village, pregnant before she married the local carpenter. Almost nothing that she ever said or did has been recorded. And yet, 2,000 years after she gave birth to her son in a stable and laid him in a manger, Mary's name is still treasured. People have lived and died with her name on their lips. She has been portrayed in some of the greatest works of art ever to have been created. Yet, the one who occasioned such devotion lived and died as a simple village woman. Mary was created by her son to be a mother, to be his mother, to be our mother. As a typical Jewish girl, she was presented in the temple and so began her life as a gift to the God who created her. Dom Augustine Measures is an English Benedictine monk of Ampleforth Abbey, who now, in his later years, looks towards Mary in a special way. He reflects.
All sorts of books were written about the same time as some of the books of the New Testament, most of them a bit later, but not much later. And one of them is called the Gospel of James, Proto-Evangelium of James. Now, it's clearly bogus in the sense that you can tell straight away if you read it. This person is trying to give us an account of the childhood of Our Lady, and he's cribbed his method of doing it from the Gospel of St. Luke. Quite clearly, this is a rerun of St. Luke, but not done nearly so well, you see. All about her, though, you see. Now, where could he get this from? Don't tell me that he got it from Our Blessed Lady, because she couldn't remember her very small childhood, I expect, any more than we can, you see.
Father Augustine points out a special feature of the Gospel of James. Even in those early days, people were thinking about Mary. Who was she? Was there anything special about her, even as a child?
There are quite a number of documents which are dangerous and heretical. This is not one of them. This is pious and rather fanciful, you see. And I'll just read you a little bit about it, because he has her presented in the temple, but not when she's just a tiny baby, but sort of consecrated to the temple service, you see, when she's a little bit older. Now, that harks back to Hannah in the Old Testament, consecrating her son Samuel and giving him to the Lord, you see. Samuel, who became the great prophet, and in fact was the man who consecrated David as king, you see. He was a big power in the land, there's no question of that. So this story is imitating that.
Father Augustine continues, reading the account of Mary's presentation in the temple in Jerusalem.
But it's not dogmatic teaching of the church or anything like that. But listen, And the child became 3 years old, and Joachim, that's her father, isn't it, said, "Call for the daughters of the Hebrews that are undefiled, and let them take every one a lamp, and let them be burning, that the child turn not backward, and her heart be taken captive away from the temple of the Lord." And they did so until they were gone up into the temple of the Lord. And the priest received her, that's Mary, and kissed her, and blessed her, and said, The Lord hath magnified thy name among all generations. Well, that's clearly pinched out of the Magnificat, isn't it? We know that. Anyway, the Lord hath magnified thy name among all generations. In thee, in the latter days, shall the Lord make manifest his redemption unto the children of Israel. And he made her to sit upon the third step of the altar. It's quite extraordinary, isn't it? Think of the steps in front of the altar, and this three-year-old kid, you see, there she is. And the Lord put grace upon her, and she danced with her feet, and all the house of Israel loved her. Now,
in fact, the story is an excellent example of the way in which the truths of faith are carried in the hearts of ordinary people. Even in the very earliest days of the church, Mary was seen as special, but only because of her relationship to Jesus.
Now, that is not any part of the teaching of the church, but it does tell us something very clear and definite. This book, that Gospel of St. James, Gospel of James, it's known, just clearly a bogus sort of write-up thing. It's rather like stories told to children, in a sense. It does tell you one thing very clearly, that the people of that time were very, very fond of her and had great veneration for her. With a confused sort of devotion, if you like, they were. You and I would say, yes, they were on target, weren't they? They didn't know why they venerated her. They did. But because she was the mother of Jesus. After the persecutions ceased in about the year 300, very shortly after that, the Arian heresy arose, which denied that Jesus Christ was fully God. And it caused tremendous ructions in the church. And eventually it was all settled by the Council of Nicaea, that creed we say every Sunday, you know. And many, many years later, in fact, in the 1860s or so, John Henry Newman, who had become a Catholic by then, got himself into an awful lot of trouble when he said that during the Arian crisis, the lay people were far more impressive in keeping the faith than the bishops were. Whew! And this guy, somebody delated him to Rome for heresy, if you believe it. That did, that happened. A very serious thing to do. Fortunately, it was Rome said, oh, it's a load of rubbish, this. But they knew what he was talking about. It was the people who kept the truth of the faith in their hearts. And that has always been true. Not only if it's only in the heart of the bishops and people like that, then I'm in great fear for the church. No, it's the devotion to the truth which is in your heart, and please God, in mine too. That is where Christ lives in our hearts, isn't it? You see? That's where we wanted to be. So this rather curious story, little girl sitting on the steps and dancing with her feet, is lovely. It's not truth, but it tells you something very clear, that the people of that time were right on target in their devotion to her.